Now, this is in the later 20s.
Oh, you were rhubarb red.
I was red hot red. I hadn't even got to rhubarb
oh,
yet.
Oh, all I remember was rhubarb red. So you were red hot red. I'm sorry.
And I sang country songs.
Oh, God.
And this was a frustrating time in my life because I was torn between Coleman Hawkins and Earl Hines and Roy Eldridge. And I'm listening to Scoops. I'm listening to all these great players.
But you're singing country music?
And I'm singing country music. Man. So I would go to these barbecue stands and play. And when I finished at night, I would be dialing the radio to hear from the Grand Terrace.
Oh,
and
Earl
hear
Hines.
Earl Hines with Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah.
And I was torn between two types of music, jazz and country. And as I went along, I says, now, which am I going to do? Which direction? I can't go both. Today, there is more jazz out there, and it's being accepted a lot more. But in the old days, we had to fight every inch of the way to play jazz.
I think before we talk anymore, we should just put all this stuff we're talking about into practice, and let's play something together.
Hmm.
So,
should we start out real slow, like...
Whatever you want to do, Les.
All right. You want me to start it?
Yeah.
The only thing I'll tell you is an A minor.
Well, okay.